Welcome back to that 590 show. Matt Berger and Matt Rocchio. Giamatti behind the dials.
Here's the problem with Greg Popovich.
You're more than welcome to get involved with the program on the Bellman Automotive phone line at 855-282-8255, or you can text in at 855-282-8255. Amy Trask is going to be on the phone with us here in about 10 minutes to talk about this new basketball league that she is the CEO of. It's her and Ice Cube and a bunch of former NBA players that she's involved with. So really looking forward to that conversation.
I'm about halfway through her book, and I've come to the...
I have not bought her book yet.
I have come to the unfortunate conclusion that I can't negotiate like a woman. I've come to that conclusion. I don't have it.
She is, I always say this about one of our guests, but she's...
I shouldn't lie. I'm not half. I'm about a fourth.
She is one of my favorite guests. She's super nice, super smart, super articulate, and she's a little like Balzer, where you think you're going to change her mind about something, but she's too damn smart, and then she's like, you end up agreeing with her. You're like, all right, Amy, you're right.
Has it been like a month or two since you had her on because you had to let her calm down from the Las Vegas announcement? I'm guessing she stopped being angry about that about an hour ago.
She was not really angry about it.
Really?
No, she really wasn't angry about it. We had her on. They made that announcement, I believe, on a Monday or Tuesday, and we had her on like that Wednesday after. Mm-hmm. So I think she kind of knew it was coming. I think she felt bad for the city of Oakland, because I know that's where her heart is, even though she's from Los Angeles and currently resides there. But all those years working in Oakland with the Raiders, she knows what kind of crazy fan base they can be. And as you've said before, too, with the 49ers in Santa Clara, which is really nowhere near San Francisco, you've got a rather large metropolitan area without an NFL football team.
Well, not only that, you have Oakland being completely bereft of anybody but the Oakland A's.
Because the Warriors are going to be moving to San Francisco, too.
Warriors moving to their beautiful palatial
wharf-adjacent
stadium right there on the river. Not the river, whatever. The bay. That's obviously, it's a bay, not a river. It's crazy. They essentially built the land.
They did.
Stadiums,
yeah.
They literally trucked in mounds of dirt to create the outcropping that they build a freaking stadium onto.
You'll be able to sit inside the arena, look out the window, and see the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, that's incredible.
This thing is going to set the standard.
But again,
for all NHL basketball arenas, this thing is going to set the standard. Everybody who has a team that has an arena is going to look at that one and is going to go, that's the kind of building I want.
And again, you're just completely taking it out of Oakland. No one talks about... I think it's been a little bit less talked about because, one thing, it's the Bay Area, and two, they're the Golden State Warriors, not the Oakland Warriors, so no one's really accentuating it. But I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, the difference between downtown Oakland and on the Bay in San Francisco is
two different worlds.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so the fact that they're changing, I'm surprised there hasn't been a little bit more of an outrage about that, especially considering now Oakland's losing their football team it's almost the same drive.
It's going to be interesting to see
traffic.
It's going to be interesting to see how the city of Oakland responds to the Raiders this year, because the team's good. The team is very good, like Super Bowl worthy.
Yeah,
I think
that's the big
when they're healthy.
That's the big difference there, is that,
and they have Marshawn Lynch, who was a hometown guy, who everybody in Oakland is excited about. Mm-hmm. But there's so many Oakland Raider fans who feel, and rightfully so, feel betrayed by the team moving to Las Vegas, that they have to be so conflicted about what they're going to do. Do we support the team and maybe they win a Super Bowl, or do we say, yeah, you know what, they don't want us, we don't want them, so see ya?
And I would give you some conjecture on this, but I don't know Raiders fans as well as our next guest, so let's just wait until then.
Well, we can. We'll wait till then. I've had this discussion with Amy before about the Raiders. The Raiders seem almost kind of like this vagabond band of gypsies that they're just kind of everywhere. Like, you'll find Raiders fans all over the country who have been diehard Raider fans for years. And it doesn't almost matter where the team is going to be playing. They're going to be Raiders fans. You don't really see that with too many other franchises in the NFL. Maybe like the Packers, the Steelers, and the Cowboys. That's going to be about it.
There were a couple at the Ameristar during the draft party, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah. There were a couple. I sat with them.
Really?
Yeah, I had my Las Vegas Raiders hat on. There were a couple of the Raiders fans that sat there, yeah. And Big Al, he's a Raiders fan,
You should be ashamed of how quickly you bought that hat.
Why?
it was literally like 10 days. I mean, it was...
I didn't even wait for the body to get worn.
I think it was the shipping time between when they announced the agreement and when it actually showed up at your door. I don't know how much, like, leeway there was between announcement and order on that freaking hat.
Hey, you gotta admit that's a sharp looking lid,
it's
though.
It's fine. I mean,
the only thing I don't like about
personally,
it is...
No, you know what? I've said this before, and Howard's called me crazy. I am insulted that the Raiders think they're so perfect that they haven't needed to change their logo in any way, shape, or form for 40 years. Even the Steelers changed their logo a little bit and updated
it. Have they?
I mean, little cosmetic changes, but even the Raiders have barely touched their logo at all. It's the same freaking thing.
Didn't the eye patch used to be on the other eye? I'm not making a joke.
Really?
I think the eye patch used to be on the other eye, and I think they changed it.
Okay.
Look that up for me, Giamatti.
Now I want to know, why was that the one change?
You don't mess with success, baby.
Ugh.
You don't mess with success.
I'm insulted by the plainness of that franchise. That's the beautiful thing is, when you think about it, that logo and their color scheme, probably that has to be combined, has to be some of the most bland marketing
from the
outside of an NFL team.
No one ever buys any Raiders stuff.
But the Oakland Raiders fandom and the culture around the team has changed that. I'm saying people call the Spurs boring all the time. It's the exact, they have like the same logo and color scheme.
Well, when we have Amy Trask on, we'll talk about it.
No.
Yes, we will, because the LA Kings had different colors, and then when they got Wayne Gretzky and they saw how the LA Raiders stuff was selling, guess who changed their colors to silver and black?
Yeah,
the LA Kings.
They were purple and gold.
They were purple and gold. Yes.
That's true. There's no need to bring up the Oakland Raiders logo. It's a great, great thing, Amy. I love it. There's something about the beautiful throwback look that is the Oakland Raiders still to this day. No, I love commenting on little things with jerseys. The Raiders, it's so clean, but at the same time, the fact that they've almost never changed anything. Obviously, they've changed the jerseys here and there. It's incredible. They've laughed in the face of every other team that's changed huge things. Even the Packers made a big change. They did what Mizzou did a few years ago, and they made sure that like their golds were consistent across everything.
Yeah,
like 30 years ago, you could see two different pairs of Packers pants, and they were two different shades of gold. And I just like how the Raiders are still rolling out like it's the 1980s. They do not give a flying F.
What'd you find, Giamatti?
It says the Raiders logo has had 5 different logos in their history, but 3 of the logos are the same, continuing in cities' moves from Oakland to Los Angeles and back to Oakland. The eye patch stayed on the same side.
They has to say, okay.
They didn't even change the logo for city moves. That's impressive.
The Rams didn't wherever they moved from back to Los Angeles, which is the one thing I never understood.
And I made fun of them for that, for being lazy.
I did too, because I'm like, look, if you were that certain that you were going back to Los Angeles, why wouldn't you spend the money and have a new logo ready to go as soon as it was announced that you were going back to L.A.? Like, here you are, you're flying into LAX, and then you walk out to make the big announcement, and then you pull the curtain, and then bam, there's your big, shiny new Los Angeles Rams logo. All they really did was just scratch out St. Louis and write Los Angeles.
Have they not changed a logo since the 60s?
Probably not.
Oh, again, that is unbelievable. How do you pull that off? I'm sorry, but you cannot look at that logo and really
is that gonna be the first question you're gonna ask Amy?
No, it's not. I neither want to completely destroy my relationship with her as a guest, nor do I want her to never come on to your show again. Look at me and tell me that is an incredibly good logo.
It's beautiful.
You can't tell me that. I'm sorry.
It is as
plain and milquetoast as it gets.
Okay, I'm going to channel my inner Amy Trask here, and I'm going to ask you, replace it with what? What would you change? Let's modernize
the Raider himself a little bit, can't you?
Let's get to a sports update first, and then we'll get to Amy, and then after that, then we'll get your brilliant idea.
We are tabling this conversation for 23 minutes though.
Time for a 590 show, or that 590 show sports update desk, and Matt Rocchio.
In breaking news for a St. Louis native, Blaine Gabbert has signed a one-year deal for $885,000 with the Arizona Cardinals. Earlier today, Adidas announced that they are selling their golf equipment businesses, including brands TaylorMade, Adams Golf, and Ashworth, selling for upwards of $425 million. PK Subban has been fined $2,000 by the NHL for his diving/embellishment following the Joel Edmonton hit back on back in game four, I should say. In action tonight in the NBA, it's game five between the Wizards and the Celtics. This one is all knotted up at two. It'll be in TD Garden, where the Boston Celtics have won two big games already. And in the NHL tonight, you heard us talking with Matt with Morial about the two-game seven tonight. It'll be Pittsburgh and the Capitals. They're underway with 10.5 minutes left to go in the first period. No score there. And it'll be followed by the other game seven on the night, the Edmonton Oilers versus the Anaheim Ducks. I'm Matt Rocchio with your 590 Sports Report.
Thank you very much, Matt Rocchio. We have a text coming in from TJ. I'm sorry. Yankees cards rock? They haven't really changed either.
They're so much better, though.
Let's take a commercial break. And then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by the always wonderful, always delightful Amy Trask. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Just give it to-